You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Deacons and members and friends, my brothers in the preaching gospel, we greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. And I don't know about you, but it's good to be here. This is a message that I have struggled with this week. But needless to say, I believe it's one that's applicable for the time and the season in which we're in. If you have your Bibles, if you would, turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Very familiar passage of Scripture. In Proverbs, the third chapter. Most of us can quote this scripture without even turning to the Bible. But it's good to hear pages flipping out there. Proverbs, the third chapter, beginning at verse number 5 and concluding verse number 8. Four very familiar passages of scripture. And it reads, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone." And for a moment this morning, I'd like to preach from this subject matter. In God we should trust. In God we should trust. The operative word there is should. I believe that sometimes in the church we believe that trusting God is automatic. And I'm here this morning to let you know that it is not a guarantee that you will trust God in every circumstance, in every situation. The term "in God we trust" is a phrase that is used in civil religion. It is an official motto of the United States of America, as well as Nicaragua and the U.S. state of Florida. This motto was adopted as the United States motto in 1956. But I've come to find out and discover that America does not trust God like it says that it does. And I know that we've put it on our money, "in God we trust." But what we need to understand is that one thing to say that we trust God, but it's an absolute different thing to actually trust God in every situation. America does not trust God. For if America trusts God, it would not pass the laws in which it passed that go against everything that God stands for. For we have abortion that is still legal right here in the United States. We have homosexuality and same-sex marriages that is still legal or being legalized here in the United States of America. There's racial conflict, black-on-black crime, police brutality. Our young men are still being killed in the streets. So how can you tell me you trust God? We still see all of this chaos that's going on in the United States of America. Well, I've come to find out that there's very little we can do about the United States of America and its condition when it comes to trusting God. But if there's anybody that should trust God, if there's any entity that should trust God, it needs to be the church. The church needs to understand what it means to trust God. I know we sing our songs of trusting God. I will trust the Lord to the day that I die. And we don't trust him to get from the parking lot to our homes. We need to trust God. We need to trust God. The church needs to trust God. The church needs to be an example of what trusting God really looks like. We pray our prayers about trusting God. We preach our sermons about trusting God. But the words that we sing, do we really mean them? Because if we really meant them, then it would cause us to live lives that reflect us trusting God. Here's what I'm talking about. If someone steps to you wrong, if you step back in the same manner, maybe you ain't trusting God. If somebody says something negative about you, and you feel the need to get retribution, then maybe you're not trusting God. If you want to return a punch with a punch, then maybe you're not trusting God. Listen here. There's a benefit to trusting God. Because understand this, that when you do not trust God, there's an automatic chink in your armor. In other words, there's an area where Satan can get in at. And you wonder why you're still having these same problems that you've been having year after year after year. And if the truth be told, we can look back and say that we don't fully trust God like we should trust him. It's evident. I know you say you have faith. And faith is the foundation of what we believe and what we do in the church. And you may have faith and still not trust God. Because faith is something we take God at his word. Faith will get you from earth to heaven. Yes, it will. But trust will allow you to matriculate through this world and through this life as God has called us to. Faith is eternal. Trust is for the here and now. But understand this, that whenever you decide you're going to trust God, it may cost you something. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to guarantee you it will cost you something. Because trust comes with a risk. All of us have had trust issues from time to time. I've had my trust issues. And usually when we have trust issues, it's usually not the result of the one you're endeavoring to trust at that time. Most times we have trust issues because how we've been treated in our past. It's like the woman who has a husband that she just married. And everything is cool, everything is fine as long as we're hanging out together. You my boo and I'm your boo. But the minute he decides he want to hang out with the fellas, there's a problem that arises. It's one he didn't even know about. It's one that she has suppressed for so many years. And it's because of what somebody else did to her in the past that she's now making him pay for in the present. And sometimes we treat God the same way because we've been hurt by other folk. We don't feel like we can trust God like we need to. Because we've had to bail ourselves out of situations. We don't believe that God can get us out of any situation we get ourselves into. But that's where we find ourselves getting into more problems, more situations, is when we begin to trust ourselves. We begin to trust ourselves like we got control over everything. Don't you know that there's really much of nothing that we have real control over? I have control over this world and the things that happen in this world. I don't have any control over it. But I can trust in somebody who has control over everything. In this text, in this Proverbs, written by Solomon, who has been noted as the wisest man other than Jesus Christ to walk upon the face of the earth. Solomon gives instructions to his son. For verse 1, he identifies, he said, "My son, forget not my laws, but let their heart keep my commandments." He's talking to his son, Rehoboam, who would soon be the king of the southern tribe of Judah. And it's like Solomon is giving him some advice that will last him. Solomon knew everything. He knew about pitfalls. He knew about chasing after the pleasures of this world. Solomon knew about disappointment. But also Solomon knew what it meant to trust God. Realized that his trusting of God came through not only his own experiences, but the experiences of his father David as well. For in 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, Solomon, after building the temple of God, gathered all the people. He assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes. Got them all together, the children of Israel. And Solomon began to praise God and give God thanks for the peace that he had received during the king building of this temple. Solomon turned and began to bless the entire congregation and began to thank God for them. Solomon realized that it was by God's mighty hand that all of this had been done. It was God that gave him the edict to rebuild the temple, to build the temple. He said, "I know that David wanted to, my father David wanted to build it. But just as you spoke to David and said, 'No, you won't build it, your son Solomon will build it.'" God was true to his word. Solomon recognized this. And he says there in that 55th verse there, he said, "And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, said, 'Blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people Israel, according to all he had promised.' And there both not failed one word of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. The Lord is our God. Be with us as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us." So Solomon understood what it meant to put his trust in the Lord. Understand this, the more that we experience God's grace, the more we experience his faithfulness, the more we experience his goodness, the more we trust him. Here's what I'm talking about. The more you can reflect on what God has already done for you, the more you can look back and see the pitfalls that God has brought you over. Anybody in here been over some pitfalls before? Listen here. I'm not talking to y'all that ain't never had no problems before. I want to deal with the folk that have had some problems. You see, because I'm a person that has had some problems where God has had to bring me through some stuff. You see, I know where God brought me from. I know some of the mess that God brought me out of. So you can sit there if you want to and act like God ain't never brought you out of nothing. I know where he's brought me from. And I ain't afraid to tell you. God has brought me not from a mighty long way, but he brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. The more we understand the goodness of God, the more we understand the ability and the significance of God, the more we can trust God. But in order to understand that, you got to know God. There's some time that you need to spend in the Word of God. You need to understand who he really is. Because you keep comparing him to man. But understand that God is not like man. Numbers 23 and 19 tells us, he said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Listen here, hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? In other words, God ain't like us. Because if you put your trust in me, I will let you down eventually. There's only so much I can do. Eventually, I'll let you down. And guess what? You'll let me down as well. Because it's just in our nature. But God does not have that nature. God has a nature that is complete, that is holy, that is righteous, that is just, that always does what is right. He's not like us. But God is able to bring you out of every situation, every circumstance that you may be facing. I know it may be difficult, but that's the way it works. That's just life. Some of the things that happen to us is just because that's the nature of life. And it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to what happens to you. So what's going to be your response? You see, I've had those moments when things have rocked me to my core, have knocked me to my knees. And the first thing I cried out was, God, why me? But God showed me without any reservation that he had my back. Regardless to what I'm in, was able to get me out of it. Listen here. Another area reason why we don't trust God is because we will not walk in wisdom. Proverbs 28 and 26 says, whosoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. There's a direct correlation between trusting God and walking in wisdom. James said that if you don't have any wisdom, you'd ask God and he gives it to you freely. So therefore, we are without an excuse. You keep running scared. I don't know. How is it that Satan can chase Christians 100 miles in fear? I'm not afraid to tell Satan. I ain't scared of you, Satan. You can bring it on. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I know that God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. So I stand before you. And all I need is Jesus. Coming up against this world, all I really need is Jesus. So here Solomon tells his son, son, if I have any bit of information or advice for you as you journey through this world, is to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now understand here, he uses the word all your heart to mean all of your innermost being. In other words, as the Reverend told us this morning, Shubay told us this morning, is that it begins on the inside. And if you got Jesus down on the inside, if you got Jesus working on the inside of you, it manifests itself on the outside. But you better make sure that he's down on the inside of you. He's down in your heart. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Listen here, and this is key as well. And lean not to thy own understanding. Now, this is key because a lot of times we want to lead to what we know and the wisdom that we have. There's a lot of people that are out there that are trusting in degrees. And listen here, let me tell you something. I've run into a lot of foolish people with degrees. As a matter of fact, I deal with them every day. They have no common sense whatsoever. And sometimes I wonder who running this ship? Who's in control of this organization? Just last week, I was in a meeting with VPs at my company, and I'm saying to myself, I'm biting my tongue because I want to say something. I mean, I really want to say something, but I'm biting my lip because I'm wondering who in the world is running this company. Because you cannot trust in your degrees. You cannot even trust in the knowledge that you have acquired. The only thing that makes sense is to trust in the Lord. And God has spelled out what he wants from us in his word. So we can't lean to our own understanding. We got to put our full trust in the Lord. Because when you really look at it, half trust is not trust at all. If you want to trust God on Monday and Wednesday, but don't want to trust him on Friday and Saturday, there's a problem. You got to always trust the Lord. For it's the trust in the Lord that let us serve God faithfully. It gives us confidence. It gives us boldness. But it's not really our confidence. It's not really our boldness. It's what God has given us. The only reason why I stand here today and preach is because of the authority that Jesus Christ has given me. I don't come telling you this on my own accord. Who am I to tell you anything like this? I'll tell you what thus says the Lord. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding in all of thy ways. Acknowledge him. We got to always acknowledge him. If you're going to look for direction for our lives, if we're going to go where God has told us to go and do what God has told us to do, we must acknowledge him. And this is not no simple acknowledgement here. This is letting people know that you really belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's letting people know what side you're standing on. Letting people know that unequivocally, I'm serving the Lord. And no matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter what laws you pass, I'm going to serve the Lord. No matter what is popular. And what is wrong with the church nowadays? We want to go along with everything that's popular. God has never called us to be popular. I don't get it. I sit in a room full of preachers, and most of them want to be popular. Most of them, they want their names called. And if you don't recognize them or acknowledge them, there's a problem. We need to acknowledge Christ. We need to acknowledge the Lord. And he'll give us clear direction for our lives. We won't wander aimlessly through this world. But when you have direction in your life, then you have a purpose in this life. God has given us purpose in his life. He said, be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. Be not wise in your own eyes. The last verse in the book of Judges, the 24th chapter. It said that there was no king in Israel. And every man did what was right in his own eyes. And understand that is a dangerous place to be. When people are just doing what they do because that's the way they feel. And that's why I tell people all the time, because that's the way you feel, your feelings don't mean anything. Not when it comes to the word of God. And so how many times do I have to get my feelings out of the way that God's word might prevail in my life? And that's the problem, is that most times we're moved by how we feel. And God never told us to be moved by how we feel. Oh, because your feelings were hurt. But think about how Christ's feelings were hurt. Think about all the times he suffered on our behalf. Think about the beating he took for us. Yeah. When they persecuted you, start thinking about what Christ did and what Christ took for you. You see, that's what I began to do. I started thinking about all of the stuff that Christ took on my behalf. Don't be wise in your own eyes. But fear, have a heavy dose of reverence for the Lord. You need to respect what God does. You need to respect him as being God. And I come to find that folk don't respect nobody anymore. Took the teens to a skating party. Not a skating party, but a skating rink. And I was amazed at the conduct of our young people. Not these in Macedonia Baptist Church. These are good kids here. They really are. But when you go out into this world and you see what's going on, the stuff that's taking place, and listen here, they don't care that you're a preacher. They don't care that if you're a pastor. They don't care about nothing. I had to tell the kid, I said, listen, come on, it's time for us to get out of here. Because it is totally, just totally disrespectful to any adult. When I was a kid, there's no way I'd have done any of that stuff around any adult. But people do what they feel. They do like they want to do. But here he says that we are to fear the Lord. In other words, there's just some things that you shouldn't be doing. Just because how you fear God. Don't you know that God is watching everything? And he sees the things that you're getting into. He sees the things that we're doing. And just like he's there to get you out of some stuff. There's some time that he's gonna whoop you for some of the stuff you're doing. We want to treat God like he don't see any of our wretchedness. All of us are wretched. All of us need God's discipline in our lives. All of us got some stuff that need to be cleaned up in our lives. And if we feared the Lord, then we would trust the Lord. He said, fear the Lord. Turn away from your evil ways. Turn away from your evil ways. Trusting in God will help you to get away from those evil desires that you have. Because when you fully and rightly trust God, then God will fix some of the relationships that you're in. When you trust in God, God will fix a lot of your financial issues that you're going through. And you wonder why you're struggling. And I'm telling you the reason why you're struggling. The reason why you're struggling financially is because you haven't trusted God yet. The reason why you're struggling in your relationship is because you haven't trusted God to put the right people in your life. The reason why you're struggling on your job, because maybe you didn't trust God before you took the job. And sad to say, the reason why you're struggling in your marriages is probably because you have not trusted God in the marriage. You need that. Every marriage needs trust. Not just between one another, but we both need to trust God. That no matter what happens, we're going to trust God. And that's why the divorce rate is just as high in the church as it is outside of the church. Because we as the church have failed to trust God. And in God we should trust. Because Jesus showed us how to trust. For he trusted his Father in every circumstance, every situation. I know you heard the story, how he came down through 42 generations. But God was only preparing Jesus for what would come. And so, yes, he came down through 42 generations. Born of a virgin. Wrapped in swaddling clothes. Healing the sick and raising the dead. Come on, help me. You know it. You know it. He gave sight to the blind, Deke. Why? Because he trusted in his Father. Jesus said that, listen, I did not come to do my will, but I came to do the will of he who sent me. And understand that everything that Jesus undertook was a difficult situation for him. But even yet still, he trusted his Father. He put his hands into his life into his Father's hands. He trusted him every step of the way. Even when they talked about him, even when they tried to stone him, he still trusted the Father. I'm telling you, I'm getting somewhere here. You need to understand, we need to trust the Father. He's the only one that's worthy of being trustworthy. You can trust the government, they'll let you down. You can trust man, he'll let you down. You can trust preacher, they'll let you down. You trust the deacons, they'll let you down. God is the only one that will never let you down. He trusted his Father all the way to complete his mission. Went on to Calvary, Deke. Stretched out his hands and said, it's for you that I'm doing this. Can't you see how they nailed him in his hands? Nailed him in his feet. Put a crown of thorns on his head. Hung him between his Father in heaven and his mother on earth. I tell you, he died for the sins of the world. He died that we might have the right to the tree of life. He died till he couldn't die no more. They took him down off the cross. Buried him in a tomb. But the record declared that early that Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with all power of heaven and earth in his hand. In God we trust. I'll trust you in the good times. I'll trust you in the bad times. I'll trust you when the getting is good. I'll trust you when I'm broke. I'll trust you when I got a pocket full of money. I'll trust you when my marriage is going right. I'm gonna trust you even when my marriage ain't going right. I'll trust the Lord. He's done too much. He's done too much. He's done too much. I'd be a fool to stop trusting him now. Because he's done too much for me. I got a good thing going on here. And all it requires is me to trust God. Put my trust in him. To rely upon him. To realize that he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. And there's nothing in between. It's nothing but Jesus and more Jesus. Trust the Lord till the day I die. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message today. And we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.